Here's a thought I'll title, The Problem with Cameras. You know, cameras are marvelous devices that do incredible things, particularly the cameras that we have these days. They're mind-bogglingly complex and unbelievably capable tools. The problem is they can do none of those wonderful things if you don't have it with you when the photographic opportunity appears. I remember Mark Twain once said, "Those who don't read have no advantage over those who can't." Well, the same could be said about making pictures. A person who leaves the camera at home has no advantage over those who don't own a camera. So taking a camera with you always seems to be the only logical strategy, because unless you are specifically out photographing, and that's a rare opportunity that happens every once in a while, as compared to daily life. Daily life happens all the time. And so do photographic opportunities happen all the time. When the light is right, when the scene is right, when you stumble across something and you say, that is photogenic. But if you don't have your camera, you might as well not be a photographer. For years, I practiced the theory that I could always go back. But you know, every time I went back, it was never the same. Matter of fact, it was never as good as the moment when I first was there, saw it for the first time in the right light, and went, bingo, that's it, but didn't photograph it because I didn't have a camera. Well, then I interviewed Chip Hooper for an early issue of LensWork. He was a large format, mostly 8x10 photographer, and so it required a lot of equipment for him to be successful in photography. He not only had the camera, but big, bulky lenses, sheet film holders loaded up with 8x10 film, a big heavy tripod, but he carried it with him in the car everywhere he went. And he said that almost all of his best photographs happened when he stumbled on something and went, wow, that's fantastic. He would stop, pull out the camera, make the photograph, and then move on. But obviously, couldn't do it without a camera. Now, we all have a camera with us all the time, don't we? In terms of our smartphones. And maybe that's a solution for an awful lot of you, is to simply carry the phone with you and have that as your camera with you at all times, at all moments, whenever there might be something interesting to photograph. But for some reason I can't quite put my finger on, I just can't get used to the idea that I'm making serious photography with an iPhone. I know, it's just me. It's a limitation in my own mindset, and I really need to overcome it. But the first thing I would need to do is buy a better phone, because my phone camera has some real serious limitations. It's not all that good. But I know there are better ones, and I could do that, and I should do that. But I came up with a different solution. There are so many used, high-quality digital cameras available on the marketplace now because everybody keeps upgrading every year or two or three, so that you can go back just a generation or two generations and get a camera at a fraction of its original retail price. So that's what I did. I picked up a Panasonic GX8, which is a model that was introduced a few years ago. And it uses all the same lenses that my more serious cameras do. But now that I have this GX8, I just put it in the car. And I leave it there all the time, tucked away, out of sight. I'm not too worried about it getting stolen. But it's always with me whenever I'm out driving around. And I cannot tell you how many times in the last several years since I started carrying a camera with me always, I cannot tell you how many times I've stumbled onto something and went, wow, that's a photograph. A lot of times they end up being one-off photographs, but I've used a number of those in one-picture stories. I've used those images because I need them for a project that I'm working on, or they become the seed for a future project. The point is, if I didn't have a camera with me, I would have missed all of those opportunities. So it seems to me that in the hierarchy of issues that have to be overcome, the problem is not which camera you should buy and invest in and etc., but rather How do you organize your photographic life so that you have a camera with you always, so that any opportunity that arises can be one that you are ready for? Don't forget that old wisdom that success happens when opportunity meets preparation. And I guess what I'm suggesting is for us photographers, having a camera with us at all times is the necessary preparation.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.